Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess. In the beginning, episode 14:1-4. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. And we're going to take it in King James Version and Message and then Amplified Classic. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then Message says, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Then Amplified Classic says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Oh, hallelujah. So in the previous episode, I said to you that the king of Tyre, from what we're reading here, is said to have been in Eden. And of course, that king of Tyre was not in Eden. Eden is Genesis 1, 2, and 3. So definitely, the king of Tyre was not in the beginning. So who was in the beginning? Then he tells you who it was. So when it talks about how the person was adorned in all these precious stones, then it says that pipes and tabrets were put into you on the day you were created. Definitely not the king of Tyre. He had no pipes. He was not producing any music. So I took the liberty to check out who the king of Tyre was. Okay. So according to Britannica and all that, they said that his name was Hiram, H-I-R-A-M, and was a Phoenician king, okay, of Tyre. He reigned from 1969, thinking of myself, I would say 1969, and to 936 B.C., 969 to 936 BC, and he is spoken of in the Bible. You will see him in some of the Bible stories, and in the Bible, he was an ally of two Israeli kings. The first king was King David, and the second king was his son Solomon, and he maintained friendly relationships with Israel for a long time, and he was the one who supplied Solomon with men and materials. He was part of those who supplied Solomon with men and material. I mean, men, craftsmen. He was very good. They were very good in his country. They were very good with craftsmanship. So if you wanted cunning craftsmanship, somebody to do something which was out of the ordinary, you went to Tyre. So he gave Solomon these men and materials for the construction of the temple, the famous temple at Jerusalem. And he cooperated with him also, not only concerning the construction of the building, but also they were in the Mediterranean Sea and Red Sea. They were trading, and he's the one who gave Solomon gave him tributes. I mean, they were very good friends. He gave him tributes, and then he also, Solomon, gave him tribute and part of Galilee, a territory in Galilee, in return for the men he supplied for the work and also the materials he gave for the work. So then he had a special relationship with Israel, and but something happened, and the relationship turned sour. So he is being used metaphorically, you know, to represent Satan. Yes. So when you read, as I said, we are reading Ezekiel 28, you come to a point where you see that it is not about a physical king he was talking about. And the first thing I said was that God said, or the message said, that God said, I have set pipes and tabrets in you. And these are musical instruments. I mean, which human being is there who can just lift up her hands and music, or an orchestra begins to play? There is none like that. But according to the Bible, the angel Lucifer, who turned against God, was that kind. He was that kind. So we read from New Living Translation, but I want us to also read from message. Messages, as I said, another version say, God's message came to me, son of man, raise a funeral song over the king of Tyre. Tell him a message from God, the master. You had everything going for you. You were in Eden, God's garden. Definitely. Eden, God's garden. And that is Genesis 1, 2, 3. This king of Tyre was in Solomon's time. He was not even conceived. His grandfather was not yet in existence. He said, you were dressed in splendor. Your robes studded with jewels, chameleon, a peridot, and moonstone, bell, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, all in settings of engraved gold. A robe was prepared for you the same day you were created. You were the anointed cherub. Oh, that means this is not about a common man or an ordinary man like a king called Harem of Tyre. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.